producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hello from Minnesota. Or should I say Minnesota? Yeah, eh? Yeah, we're in Minnesota today. The sun's trying to peek through the clouds and having a great time up here in the not-so-yet-frozen tundra. And, yeah, Super Don, you got your ears on.
I do.
Yay.
Was that a Mrs. Doubtfire impression you did there in the beginning?
It was just, it was a half-hearted attempt. It really wasn't going for it all the way. Hello. I'm just feeling all bubbly and lively today on a Sunday afternoon in the Midwest, meeting with good people, reunioning with old friends, and we had the Health Freedom Congress, and that kind of theme is also traveling through as we're at the Health Freedom headquarters in the USA right now. And this is just, it's going to be a fun show, even though we've got some serious topics to cover, but we'll get there. Maybe we'll hear from Op-Ed, our millennial assistant producer, too.
Indeed, and we're trying to reach out right now. We may have Stephen Isham at the top of the next hour to talk about the Leanna Smith case. There's been some
Major medical kidnapping update coming up. Op-Ed's working on the notes. They'll be available at robertscottbell.com. Bottom of the hour, I think we're going to hear from one of the Thinking Moms Revolutionary, Kim Ritchie Spencer. She was at the CDC rally. The march on the CDC, and I think the event at Grant Park the next day, and there may even be something today that went on. I've been unplugged since Friday when we went off the air for the weekend, and I'm just anxious to hear how things went out there, what went on. I don't know. Are there any good news stories? I thought CBS did one, which is where I think Ben Swan is, although I haven't seen a Ben Swan report. CBS Atlanta, Channel 46, WGNX.
Right.
So I'm anxious to see if he covered it, but someone else covered it. And they kind of did a half-hearted attempt trying to call the CDC whistleblower story a conspiracy theory. A conspiracy theory about a CDC whistleblower that actually exists, that actually blew the whistle. These people can't handle covering these vaccine issues appropriately.
Yeah, you know, the Blaze, I think, didn't pick it up. I don't think CNN picked it up. ABC didn't pick it up. Fox didn't pick it up. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
Wow. So a media blackout even in the new media. That's not good. That's just sad. Well,
you know, this is just another one of those instances where, you know, you just search around. Major story. How many times have we seen this, right?
Yeah.
Major story, and everybody else is talking about the dog poo problem somewhere in the city somewhere or something.
Yeah, exactly. So this is the thing. I think even, I know it's the weekend. Not many people broadcast on a Sunday afternoon. I understand that, but that's what we've been doing for a long time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we are going to cover that which the other parts of the media do not this hour. So stick with us. We got lots of fun things happening. Super Don, any updates from you we should go before we dive into the stories?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, for anybody out here in the Texas area, we had a storm come through over the last couple of days. Like, and listen, I'm from the Pacific Northwest.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen rain, okay?
Yeah.
It just does nothing but rain. But there were parts of Texas here got 20 inches of rain over the last 48 hours.
Was that from the hurricane that went through Mexico?
You know, I've heard different reports. They say that the weather was affected, but not directly related. But it did have an effect on the rain. Yeah, it was pretty crazy here. There were a lot of flash floods and stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, man, build an ark if you have to, but we need you on the air, and I'm glad you're here today with me.
Yeah, survive. But, yeah, other than that, it's a busy weekend. And yeah. But yeah, how was your weekend?
Ah, man, I've been having a blast. I'm telling you, the Health Freedom Congress was great. And then I was on the Jerry Doyle Show on Friday afternoon or evening. And it was always a fun time with JD. I don't know if you get to hear some of those things, but I'm just so impressed with Jerry Doyle. What he's quoting me from like episodes we've done together from like 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And he remembers stuff. I said, Jerry, you get it, you know, and he asked the right questions. And so I've been hanging out there, and then I've had kind of a spiritual reunion New Year with friends from all over the world, you know, youth that I used to travel the world and go to campouts with this weekend. And it's just been a great, great, great week. I mean, I'm ready to go home at the same time. I miss being home, but having a great time today. Remember Theo? He was on from the United States Health Freedom Congress, the fourth grader, young, bright kid.
Right.
He is with me at Health Freedom Central here today on the show. Yeah, we might hear from him on the air. He was so good.
All right.
Yeah.
He's your official sidekick today.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know what generation he's from. Is that millennial? How old are you, Theo? You're 10? 9? 9. 9. Yeah, 9 3/4, he says.
I lost track after the whole generation thing. It's...
Yeah, so we'll get another slice of wisdom from our youth, and I'm loving that. So yeah, that's about it. Unless you want to dive headlong into the first story of the day, it's up to you because you are super Don and I'm just relaxed today. I haven't even had CBD yet.
It's a Minnesota thing. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, listen, we have kind of a funny story to kind of open with today.
Okay.
You remember the guy that took the pill that was used for treating cancer and AIDS patients?
Oh, right. It was like it was like blood poisoning. I mean, sepsis, really serious infection. It was like an antibiotic of some kind.
Daraprim was the name of the drug. And he got the rights to sell the drug, he jacked the price up 5,000% from $13.50 per pill up to $750 per pill. And the pharmaceutical industry, just everybody soiled themselves when he did this because we're right in the middle of a presidential, you know, campaign cycle, right?
Right, right.
And so, of course, everybody jumped, especially Hillary Clinton, jumped right on the, oh, look at the price of drugs. We need to give people free drugs. We need to, you know, give subsidies, yada, yada, yada. And this guy, Martin Shkreli, became the poster child of the Hillary Clinton campaign.
Right, just a second, Superdog. What is interesting, I have to point this out, and I know you know it. Hillary Clinton, you know, says, who are my enemies, right? And she says, big pharma, big insurance. And, like, they're the biggest contributors to her campaign. That's the irony here. But she used the soundbite, did she not, to say, we will attack big pharma, we will not let them do this, right? And as if they have control over it, really. I mean, big pharma owns the government. But I'll set that aside. Now, something happened here with this story, which is very interesting. Because that drug was out of patent, isn't it?
Yeah, and so, you know, this guy, this Turing Pharmaceuticals, comes along, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's this young Turk guy who happens to be an ex-hedge fund manager, okay? So he's pretty savvy when it comes to, you know, spinning things and making things be maybe what they shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And so he comes along. He's been defending this thing just continually for weeks now, ever since it came out.
Weren't we the only ones to actually, like, applaud him raising the price for a specific reason?
Well, we did, yes. Of course,
we were villains.
We've got a different angle than anybody else in media on that.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, here comes
this other good stuff, so that's all right.
Here comes this other company now. Mm-hmm. San Diego biomedical company on Thursday comes along and says, you know what? We've got an alternative to your drug, Daraprim, and we're going to put it out there for $1 a pill.
$1. Oh, my gosh. So they undercut this guy. Hillary Clinton, did she have any say in this for $1?
You know, I don't know if we've had an official response from Hillary Clinton at this point, but the internet blew up.
Yeah.
And everybody now is giving this company just major props because now, you know, they're the Robin Hood, right? The Robin Hood of the pharmaceutical industry is now going to give away the pill for $1.
Free PR. Great PR
massive PR move on their point. And Shkreli is kind of scrambling a little bit. He apparently has a tweet saying that, hey, guys, you know what? I've got all kinds of support, and people are sending me resumes, and even women who want to date me.
Whoa, okay, that's impressive, right? Not for the women who want to date him, but and by the way, what's the downside, evidently? And I'm not sure it's the downside, but this new drug that they're selling for a dollar is not FDA approved yet.
Right. Now, listen, interesting twist on this.
Yeah.
Because they're saying, well, you know, because it's not FDA approved, that means that we can get it out there cheaper. And it means that, you know, that you know, the years of testing and the millions of dollars, see, we won't have to spend that. And that way we can get it to you quicker.
Right. Yeah. But it's not FDA approved.
No, it's not FDA approved.
They have to prescribe it to an individual. I don't know if it's considered off-label, but, you know, you can't just go get it in the drugstore. Not that I think you could get the one Shkreli, you know, pumped up for 5,000%.
You know, here's the conundrum. They're saying, well, because it's not FDA approved, you can only get it through a doctor's prescription. But wait a minute.
Yeah.
You're telling me doctors are allowed to prescribe non-FDA approved drugs?
I thought that was only the realm of dietary supplements, not approved by anybody.
It sounds like that's what they're coming out with is a supplement here, but it's not. It's a drug.
Right. Now, we talked about the dealing with sepsis with the use of botanicals, silver hydrosol, these things that were available for pennies on the dollar to combat what Shkreli did. But that's why we applauded it, actually, is because it was going to drive more people to say, I've got to find an alternative that's actually affordable, and that works, and that may not be approved by FDA. As I said, if we're looking to for the emperor to approve what we put into our bodies, we're in a sad, sorry state as Americans that love liberty or claim to, because, you know, we won't touch anything unless it's approved by government, or we'll buy into the hype that the mainstream media says, oh, well, those dangerous supplements, they're not approved by the government. And that's why I say they're much safer than that which is approved by the government. And that bears out for many, many years, perhaps thousands of years of recorded history. What an interesting story, though, that, the so-called free market says, we're going to come out with a dollar pill, but they're not going to be able to come out in a major way until they get government approval anyway. So it's not a big story. It's really PR for that company.
It was a good PR move. So, you know, you get an A-plus for creativity.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, what we're seeing is a drug company coming out and saying, we want to get our drug out there, even though it's not FDA approved, because it costs so much to go through all the testing. Yet, if anybody that we know comes out and says the same thing, they're a snake oil salesman.
Right, right.
Right?
Well, that's right. Well, the question is, are you a pizzaholic? There was no segue there, Super Don, from snakes and stuff. No segue at all. But
I like
that's
snake
the question.
Oil on my pizza. It's okay.
Yeah, okay. Snake oil pizza. Mm. That's pretty good. Yeah, let's do that. We are going to be joined by Theo. He's our fourth grade expert on all things food. He likes food. You like food? Yeah. Ooh, he'll tell us what he likes after the break. He could get his mom in trouble, too. We don't know. Stick with us.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Scott Belcher.
I don't know how long little Theo's fourth grade tenure as my little assistant producer here in studio is going to last, because I just sent a message to Op-Ed, and I, you know, he told me the notes were up at robertscottbell.com. I wrote in awesome with one finger while I'm talking, and immediately Theo says, you spelled awesome wrong, and I did spell it wrong, but it was like, I'm not paying attention, but I got busted by a fourth grader. Where's Jeff Foxworthy when you need him? Are you smarter than a fourth grader? No, apparently not. So, Theo, welcome back to the Robert Show.
Hello. If I had to pronounce that, it almost sounds. I would have to pronounce it ewsome.
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 Well, let's talk about food that's not so ewsome. Maybe it's awesome. I don't know. Are you a pizzaholic? Now, one of my favorite foods growing up, of course, pizza. I don't know about you, Theo. Did you have a lot of pizza growing up? Probably not.
I like corn dogs more.
Corn dogs. Now, do you get those from your mom or your dad?
My dad, usually.
I figured as such, because this is the thing. We've talked about families that have gone in divergent paths, and that one parent is, like, on board with clean, organic, non-GMO, and one is like, eh, right? So.
Yeah.
You know better than to like corn dogs, but you like them anyway.
Yeah.
You're busted, buddy. You are in so much trouble. What about pizza? Can you eat some organic, gluten-free, non-GMO pizza? Can you dig on that?
Yes.
Yeah?
There is this amazing pizza place right down the road called the Red Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
So if anyone ever comes here, go to the Red Wagon.
Well, they better give you a free pizza now for giving them a plug like that in Minneapolis. He probably knew that. He's like, I'm going to get a free pizza from them. Well, that's cool. Well, listen, there's a story here about people getting addicted to food like pizza. And I think that it is possible to do that.
That sounds very possible.
Yeah, you get it. You love it so much you can't control yourself. You eat it all the time. And they add into the mix French fries and ice cream.
I think it's not so much the food itself that makes you addictive.
Mm-hmm.
It's like how society puts in that pizza is the best food of the world. Like, if you read the comics.
The comics tell you. They promote that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. But they don't talk about non-GMO and organic in the comic books, do they? Yeah.
Nope.
But it's interesting because this story is pretty accurate because at the end, where it goes basically acknowledging what I've been saying here on the Robert Scabell Show for many years. They say researchers found that the most problematic foods tended to be those with a high glycemic load, meaning that they contained a lot of sugar and caused a spike in blood sugar. Remember hypoglycemia, Super Don? I always talk about that being tantamount to a form of addiction that can lead you to crave things that are not good for you. And not even sugar. I mean, it could be drugs. Could be all kinds of bad stuff. And if you address the hypoglycemia with the GTF chromium and reverse it, a lot of times people who are addicted are less addicted or not addicted at all. However, since Halloween is coming up, do you like Halloween?
Yeah.
What are you going to dress as?
I'm going to dress as a character from a video game called Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed?
I know that game. That's awesome.
It's not the same as Apollo Creed from Rocky?
No.
No, Assassin's Creed. No. I'm such a nerd. I don't know. Well, listen, it's Halloween coming up. Do you know that a lot of people are addicted because they'll drink or they'll do a drug maybe, and they're not addicted initially, but it kind of punches holes in what you can call it their aura, like a spiritual energy that protects you, and they punch holes like leaky gut. You get leaky gut, and suddenly your gut's porous. Now your protective layer, energetic protective barrier is open, and guess what? These entities from the other side glom onto you. And they had addictions. They had really lustful addictions for cigarettes, for alcohol, for drugs, or for food. And people don't realize that it's not just them sometimes. And I'm not saying this is so you can cop out, but it means we have to heal on multiple layers, not just physical. So GTF Chromium will address the physical addiction, but we might have to address some more psychic entities that are, you know, glomming onto you and going, give me pizza, give me pizza, Theo. And then you're craving pizza and you don't know why.
Yeah.
Pretty scary, huh?
It's happened.
It's happened?
It's happened.
To who?
Me.
No entities grabbing onto you. I won't let them.
Corn dogs.
Oh, yeah, the corn dogs. Corn dogs. The corn dog entities have got their...
I have had...
So is there... Is there a coffee entity? Is that what's going on with me?
For Super Don, he's got a coffee entity glomming on just for Halloween.
Glomming on.
So healing it. How do you do it? Well, now you get into some more emotional balancing, spiritual techniques, obviously. You know, bringing that power to heal and protect yourself. And it's like that. We talk about silver aloe to heal the gut. We got to heal that energetic protective system. And that's wherever your spiritual practices are. That will help as well. But sometimes you got to call on the Ghostbusters. Yeah. Who are you going to call?
I'm gonna Ghostbuster.
Call him Theo, the Ghostbuster, for Halloween, because he's a ninja assassin, and he's going to take out all those nasty entities, right?
Yep.
And heal us from within. All right, guys and girls, we got a great show coming up. In fact, we're in the midst of it. Kim Ritchie Spencer, the Thinking Moms Revolution, is going to report to us on the Atlanta March on the CDC and the event at Grant Park the next day.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear Carroll.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. So when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
My name is Don Wiskin. And at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Scott Bell Show. All right, notes are up. RobertScottBell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message, Hell, Freedom, Healing, Liberty possible. Live from Minnesota and Atlanta now. Kim Ritchie Spencer, one of our beloved members of the Thinking Moms Revolution. She was up in Atlanta for the, I'd like to say the assault on the CDC. I know that's bad of me, but they marched on the CDC. About the CDC whistleblower, the Nation of Islam evidently participated. We're going to hear what went on. Was there good attendance? Were there any weird things going on? Kim Ritchie Spencer, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me.
I'm blessed to have you on board today because I couldn't be there. And, the media is still blacking this thing out. I saw there was one WGNX report on Friday of a reporter who was clueless calling it a conspiracy theory that there's a CDC whistleblower. Although Ben Swan, I think, works for WGNX. Maybe he can come out with something later in the week.
Yeah, we were surprised to see that, a CBS affiliate in Atlanta did send a cameraman. That was all that there was. And he spent a lot of time there, taking a lot of footage and talking to people. And I just kind of watched from the sidelines just to see what he was up to because, you know, I have a history in journalism and actually worked for the CBS affiliate in Atlanta in a past life myself. So I was kind of following him around, checking out what he was doing. I thought he spent really good quality time and it really spoke to some really amazing parents and protesters that were there. But what ended up happening on the air, of course, was a bunch of stuff that didn't really make sense. It wasn't really a fair, you know, picture of what was going on there. You know, in this guy's defense and sometimes the media's defense, maybe it's on purpose because their advertisers are all pharma, but when you put someone who's never been involved in this kind of, you know, arena with this information and how convoluted it is about which vaccines are harmful, how many vaccines are harmful at one time. The Marisol isn't in the MMR, but the MMR is in, you know, can injure as well. And, you know, all the misinformation that's out there in the first place, the sound bites against, you know, everything that's been being said here that the CDC whistleblower doesn't even exist. So, you know, in a 15-minute trip for an innocent reporter to walk in and get all the facts straight.
It's all overwhelming.
Yeah, he did look confused in the report.
I
mean, I've been at this for 12 years, and sometimes I can't even fully grasp the whole big picture of the so many different angles that, you know, you have to understand, you know, with the science and the players and all the different factions of people that are trying to make a difference that sometimes work together and sometimes don't, unfortunately. So there's so much to this. Yeah, it's sad. But, you know, I mean, in the really big picture, I can be you know, sympathetic to that reporter all I want to, but we know who sees there, you know, we know who sees that TV station. So,
yeah, exactly. So then you report to me because you are an able and capable reporter. How was the attendance on Friday at first? We covered a little bit about it. I heard from some eyewitnesses there that, you know, there was a lot of placards of people in megaphones and, you know, CDC. Then some guy comes out and starts washing the wall or something. It was kind of a water cannon, but didn't turn it on the people.
So bizarre. He had a, you know, we got there before the sun came up. So it was very, very dark when we first got there. And, but, you know, we wanted to catch everybody that was driving in that was actually a CDC employee and let them all see what was happening. You know, as the, you know, it's like really early in the morning, this fella shows up in a truck and, you know, pulls kind of up on the curb and starts, you know, causing traffic problems and gets out and says he's going to be washing the walls where people were standing and protesting at the walls outside, the gates outside the CDC. And I didn't really pay much attention. He disappeared, but then he came back later and made displaced about, I'd say, 150 to 200 protesters that needed to go to other corners. We were on all four corners of the entrance of the CDC, which is like a five-lane highway right there.
Kim, it seems a little convenient that they would send somebody out to wash the walls and the grate of the fence, which I mean, it's just kind of ridiculous. So obviously they were playing a little bit of a counter protest. Now, as far as any interaction with CDC employees.
Yeah, so we kept the protest going and through the lunch hour because we knew we'd catch a bunch of people walking in and out. I had not been to the area, CDC area, in a long time, but there's, you know, a big, big complex of restaurants and stuff right across the street. So we figured that they would be walking around, and several employees came by, and either they wouldn't, you know, they walked by very stoic. Several were asked very nicely, do you want to understand what's going on here? Would you like to take this piece of paper that explains what's going on here? Do you know anything about us? And lots of negativity, lots and lots of really freaked out, no eye contact, no, I don't care what you're doing here.
Wow.
Eye rolling, giggling amongst themselves. There was one CDC employee that I heard about that came out and slipped somebody a piece of paper and said, "You guys need to check into this study."
Okay.
And, so I'll need to follow up on that one.
Yeah, evidently there are more whistleblowers to come, but that's all on the hush hush at this point.
And you know, that's what we were handing out to them, was just saying, you know, basically, you know, we need more of you to do this. There's power in numbers, you know, but who knows what the feeling is inside the building, you know.
Right.
I mean, first of all, you're working for a pension. You're a government employee. You don't want to mess your job up. You have mouths to feed. You know, you believe in your work. And you're watching this man, you know, I mean, literally probably age before your eyes, terror, you know, that what's to come, what's to happen, you know, what's the next blow. So, you know, it's, of course, I'm not sympathetic at all. I believe it to be, you know, the biggest medical mistake in the history of the world. An atrocity. These people have blood on their hands, as far as I'm concerned. But
yeah, that's why the callous response, Kim, is so disturbing. But you know, you've been involved with the Thinking Moms and dealing with this issue for a long time. So seeing people who are callous about it is not new. It's just it's amazing that it's still going on. But I'm glad
really the feeling is it's been a phenomenon ever since I've been in this community with a vaccine injured child who is now 15 years old that. For people's knee-jerk reaction to be really nasty to you when they find out that you have a sick child, it's just so unbelievable.
It's wrong.
People's first reaction
to me,
my story. I mean, if my kid has cancer, you know, can I do something for you? Oh my gosh, this is terrible. Let me give you a hug. Let me bring you a casserole. You know.
Yeah, but if your kid is vaccine injured, Kim, you're a pariah. I know. Now, tell me what happened on Saturday, because I think that was the event at Grant Park with the Nation of Islam and folks. How was the crowd? How large was the crowd?
I would say we had about 3,000 to 4,000 people.
Wow.
It was an amazing event. It was beautiful weather and big, big stage production, beautiful. A couple of bands played, including the Refusers.
Yes.
And then lots and lots of speakers. So Dr. Tony Bark spoke, Lynn Redwood spoke, from the book Evidence of Harm, and of course has been on, governmental committees, about autism. Amazing, telling her story of her son who's recovered. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. was amazing, and I'll get to him in a second because he really threw out some fun stuff at the end of his speech.
Okay.
And then, yeah, the Nation of Islam has come along with this story and really gotten involved. When the whistleblower came out and the information came out that the first study that he was kind of, telling about that was fraudulent and, involved African-American black babies and how they're more likely to be injured by MMR. So a lot of people in, this vaccine safety or and anti-vaccine, I hate to call it that, but in our movement, really went to the black community and every big black leader that we could possibly find.
Right.
And nobody bit, but when Farrakhan found out about it, he went to town and
right.
These people they doubled the size of what it would have been. I mean,
I think a sleeping giant has been awakened, by this.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And, I think that there's a little bit of hesitation that, you can get online and really find some nasty things that Farrakhan has said about groups that are different than him.
Yep.
But they've made this big turnaround in the speech. Farrakhan was not there, but his right-hand
Tony
man
Muhammad.
From the West Tony Muhammad, his West Coast leader, lives in L.A. I saw him speak twice. There was a private dinner on Friday and then this event on Saturday. And the outpouring of how much I think they're really changing their views and really want people to understand that maybe it's the media that's put this wall up between them and the rest of the world, and that what a great message it is and how they must be shaking in their boots that, if we can all come together – on this one issue, of course, we don't come together on every issue, but if we can all come together on this one issue where before we were so divided and so terrified of each other, and just didn't understand each other, that's what a problem we can be.
Kim, when it comes to protecting our kids genuinely, not the garbage way they're trying to do it at CDC, I think that's where we can find an alignment of purpose and mission. And I'm glad that they're on board on this. I know, again, some people criticize because, Farrakhan says this about that. It's like, listen, we're dealing with this issue, and on this issue there are allies. There was an interesting quote from Abraham Lincoln that I heard yesterday, interestingly enough, that kind of fits this scenario here. And let me see if I can dig it up. I think you'll like it. Let's see here. Stand by. Kim Ritchie Spencer is with us, by the way, and she's from the Thinking Moms Revolution reporting on the events in Atlanta, the march on the CDC, And this is just a phenomenal event that you were covering there. Now, I got this here. It's just right here. This is a... Here he evidently Lincoln was supposed to have said, because he actually said something nice about the South, the soldiers of the South at one point, and he was among people that hated the Southerners. And then he says, "Madam, do I not destroy my enemies when I make them my friends?" Isn't that an interesting quote that could be appropriate for this
time? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm going to have to go back and watch Minister Tony's speech again, but mm-hmm. one of the things that really stood out to me was he said, you know, people misunderstand, we're going to work together on this, we love each other. He even joked at one point, I've hugged more white people this weekend than I've ever hugged in my life. But he said, I just want people to understand that we don't care, you know, this is not a black or white issue, this is not a gay or straight issue, we mm-hmm. love everybody, we're going to straighten this out. There are no lines here on the subject of the protection of our children. And so, the numbers were amazing. The support was amazing. I don't know how many of them actually feel like they have vaccine-injured children. I don't know
right.
what their policy has been, and whether or not they fully vaccinate their children at all. But it didn't matter. It didn't matter. They were just there to say, you know, we need to wake up. Black or white, our children are being harmed in a big time that way.
So, all right, Kim.
Yeah, well, it was fascinating.
Thanks for reporting on that. Obviously, there's a media blackout, but not here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Keep checking back at robertscottbell.com. We'll have more updates throughout this week as to what has transpired since the march on the CDC. Check out the Thinking Moms Revolution at thinkingmoms.com. We'll be right back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are we going to do a medical kidnapping update next hour, Super Don? We'll confirm for that?
We are. We haven't gotten a hold of Stephen Eichner, but we are going to be covering a major development in the Leanna Smith case.
Okay, so stand by for that. Also, I've got our fourth grade expert back on the show here. Theo, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
I'm back.
Now, this is a teaching segment. Healthfinder.gov has a story that says many teens knowingly ride with drunk drivers, survey says. Now, first of all, take the pledge. You're never going to drive with a drunk driver. No.
You have to be. I don't get why you'd. It's just not smart. Like,
why would you do that? Why would anybody do that?
I don't know. To, like, kill themselves or something?
Well, that could be the result. But do you think maybe peer pressure? People put on peer pressure or something?
I think that would be part of it, maybe.
Let me ask the producer now. Super Don, when you were a teenager, did you ever ride with someone who you knew had been drinking?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. But, well, in most cases, it was because we'd all been drinking because we were crazy, did some dumb things.
Teenagers can be really stupid.
Kind of a rite of passage for some people.
Well, did you have any friends that got in accidents when they were drunk driving?
I did. In fact, I've had some friends that I grew up with that died as a result of drunk driving.
Yeah. So Theo's right about killing. Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember those times. We were just young and dumb. And, we didn't have Uber. You know, if I'm a parent today, I'm making sure my kid has a phone with Uber app in it, and it's already prepaid, so all they have to do is call if there's something going on. Because do not, folks, kids, teenagers, get in, much less be drunk yourself driving. It's just stupid. There's just no excuse for it. Even though teenagers are stupid, I guess that's the normal teenager, but we want to kind of prevent that from happening if we can. So, Theo, any message for them? Can you say teenagers are stupid?
You have to be an idiot to do that.
Okay. Look, we admit it. We were numbnuts. We were invincible. But until one of your friends dies in drunk driving, it's like, oh, my. And then it becomes real suddenly. And there were sobering issues like that were horrible. We might also, Super Don, we might get an expert on about, remember I was talking about the ghostly entities that were causing people to drink and smoke and be addicted
right.
and stuff?
Right.
I've got somebody that might be able to answer some of those things I put out there, and not in detail, just to kind of touch on it. We might be able to go there next hour.
It's my mom.
Oh, you blew the surprise.
Oh,
right?
Well, that's okay.
Right, we have Johanna Jones. She's awesome. She's, you know, the daughter of Diane Miller, as you know, in our Health Freedom Party Central place today, with all kinds of good food, cooking in the oven, on the stove, wherever it is. Very cool. So, yeah, I do remember, Don, those years and hearing stories more or less. I mean, I was nervous about it, but, you know, we were sort of like, oh, yeah, we can handle it. We're teenagers, right? And it's just not right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you think you're bulletproof when you're that age. And you know what? I mean, yeah, I think all of us at one point or another can relate to an instance in our childhood where you kind of look back on it and you go, how did I survive that?
Yeah, you wonder, by the grace of God, perhaps.
And you know what? I'll tell you, perspective being a parent versus remembering how things were when you're a teenager. I mean, what a difference, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, a little stricter on that now. By the way, like I said, if it were smoking cannabis or using cannabis, remember, you have the Cheech and Chong jokes. They're pulled over. What is it? Were we speeding officer? No, you were going 5 miles an hour in a 35 zone. So it's a little different. But, again, we got to explore that some more, I guess. But
you know what? Listen, there needs to be moderation in that as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just like if you're out partying doing that thing, just don't get behind the wheel. And if you're one of the sober ones, maybe you could be that designated driver. Or if
And you know what? Listen, and I'll just say this.
Yeah.
If you're with a group of friends and everybody wants to do something like that, and you're the only one that grabs somebody's keys and chucks them off into a bush or something like that to keep that from happening, you may not be popular at the moment. But you will earn respect for that because you're looking out for somebody and doing it in a way that maybe the other kids didn't have the courage to do.
Yeah, I think that's the superhero movement, right? That's the ninja warrior, right? You take the keys and you go, gone. You're not driving like that. They might be mad at you, but so what? They're alive.
Yeah.
Right?
I have one question for you. Would you rather have your friends gone, or would you rather not be popular for about 2 hours?
Dude, the guy's a mystic here. He's got wisdom. Theo, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
Smart
kid.
Don't run away.
Very
We're almost done. I'm very impressed, too. Look, next hour we got medical kidnapping stories. We got
That's
UN
crazy.
Studies. Yeah, I know. Donald Trump on GMOs. Vladimir Lenin as Darth Vader. And maybe how to get rid of those psychic entities. Your mom, right?
Yes.
All right. Tell everybody, folks, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is
yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
You take that cue.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.